Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and running the gamut of emotions. It has been the seven stages of Rodgers for me at this point for at least 24 hours and probably more, but there is hope in sight. It feels like right now the skies are parting, the clouds are dissipating, and it's all going to come together. But is there a guarantee? Certainly not. I'm nervous. Let's do this.
Here we go! Go!
Only one place to start.
At some point, what are we waiting for? Either you want to continue to play, you want to play for the Jets, or you don't.
Jets management need this guy to be committed to not only them as an organization, but to those individual players. So when is he going to show up if he does come?
All right, only one place to start. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. I have never in my entire life done more things and accomplished less than I did yesterday as I just refreshed Twitter every 15 seconds all day long, watching one thing after another come and go, and never did I see the one thing we are all obviously waiting for. I've never had a cell phone battery die quite as quickly as it did yesterday. And I am delighted that my friends Tannenbaum and Graziano are good enough to hang out after we wrap up Get Up this morning as we begin here and dive in as NFL free agency doesn't even officially begin until tomorrow. And Graziano, you are checking your phone as we speak.
But it's not that.
So, but do I need to give you a second?
Jacoby Myers is going to sign with the Raiders.
Okay.
The latest.
So Jacoby Myers, would he have been a teammate of Jimmy G's in New England once upon a time?
No, he wouldn't have, but he would have played for Josh McDaniels 2 years ago.
Yeah. So there you have it. So I'm just, you know, the moves are coming in. Taylor Heinicke to Atlanta. There's some stuff happening today in addition to all the stuff we heard about yesterday. And then Shefty jumped in with us on Get Up this morning for what I think feels like a very significant story. A, because he's a good player, and more importantly, B, because it feels like he is a breadcrumb on this trail, and that is that the Jets are strongly in it on Alan Lazard. The Jets, and according to Shefty, one other team are working on trying to sign Lazard, who we know is a favorite of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and of Nathaniel Hackett, the Jets' new offensive coordinator. I think Lazard's a player that would have been of interest to them regardless of who the quarterback was going to be, but obviously I think it helps that it appears as if it will be Aaron Rodgers. I think, Lazard is someone that Rodgers trusts in key situations, third downs, in the red zone, et cetera. So them arriving at the Jets together would make an awful lot of sense.
So when you say appears, let's catch everybody. Let's not assume that everyone is just sort of as up to date and up to the minute as we are here. Catch everyone up, because if someone were to ask me, so what happened since the time the show ended yesterday with Aaron Rodgers? A very reasonable answer is absolutely nothing.
I think you're correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, I mean, nothing of substance. I mean, like, we know that they have had discussions about reworking the contract so it's more tradable, the Packers and the Rodgers, and I'm sure the Jets are involved in those conversations if they're the team that's going to get him. The Packers and the Jets have certainly discussed trade compensation. We heard Adam Schefter on Get Up say that hasn't been finalized, neither of those things, the contract nor the trade compensation. But certainly there have been discussions, and I think there's a sense on everyone's part that they know kind of what it's going to look like when it's all said and done. But at this point, you know, everyone's still waiting for the official sign-off from Rodgers himself. I think it's expected that that's the way this is going, that this is the way it'll end up. We just haven't arrived there yet. We are on Aaron Rodgers' timetable, like it or not, but that's what you get when you go for Aaron Rodgers. You have to do it his way.
Mike T, I know this bothers you, and the whole dragging of the feet is something that is frustrating to all of the fans, and I think to everybody else as well. Give us a sense of what it's like inside the building, as they really seem to be completely at the whim of this player they so desperately want.
Yeah, you know, as the morning went on, Greeny and Dan and Adam Schefter are giving us updates, like the agita in me was just oozing out as being part of the GM club. Like, come on, like, there's nothing you don't know today on March 14th that you didn't know 3 days ago or 4 days ago. And you're holding up a lot of people, like your good friend Alan Lazard, because Alan Lazard's candidly worth more of the Jets with Aaron Rodgers than without him. And it just impacts so many things, most notably that Mike White, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Derek Carr are no longer available. And, yeah, you could feel great, but until he's in the building, I'm nervous, and I'm working on the alternative.
No, I understand that, and we had a good debate this morning, and I hope you didn't feel ganged up on, because you were saying over and over again on Get Up, they need to put a deadline. You have to give the guy a deadline, and Marcus immediately jumped on you and said, we're just dealing with a different dude here, and I kind of agree with him, which is to say, every now and again, look, everything in life is about your the degree of power you have. And the truth of the matter is that when you're the general manager, you're used to being the boss. You're used to being the person in charge. But when you have pursued Aaron Rodgers the way they have, it feels like you have ceded that to him. Like they are the New York Rodgerses right now, right? I mean, that's pretty much what they've and everyone involved to some degree, I think, has to accept that.
Right. That's a fair point, Greedy, and being powerless is a terrible feeling.
Right.
A worse feeling is not being able to deliver Aaron Rodgers to that building and sitting there on March, whatever, 16th, 17th, with what are we going to do now? So that's why, as a leader, sometimes you got to look around the next corner and say, hey, we love Aaron Rodgers. We want him. We understand there's a lot of peculiarities here. It's been well documented. But with that said, like, a deadline does force decisions. And again, like what I would simply say to Aaron when we're in person, like, look, we'll go hire a physician. We'll knock out the physical today. We'll get the contract worked out. That's fine. But you not knowing until mid next week, that hurts everybody, including yourself, who, if you're coming here, presumably it's in part for your legacy.
So, Graziano, the other side of this, because I will just say it, and let's use this to bring another storyline into the conversation. The story that's running sort of on parallel tracks is the Lamar Jackson story. No two things could possibly be more different from each other than the direction that the Rodgers thing is going and the direction that the Lamar thing is going. But something to remind the audience that they may not realize is because Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent and because he is a franchise-tagged player, then officially, we all know that a lot of conversations happen when they're not supposed to, but technically, no one can even talk to him till tomorrow.
Correct.
So I have a lot of Jet fans saying to me, the Jets would be better off forgetting how complicated Aaron Rodgers has made this, pursuing Lamar Jackson. If someone is going to give Baltimore two first-round picks and give Lamar what he wants, why not us? What is your sense of the chances Lamar's ultimately going to get what he wants?
I don't think someone's going to give Baltimore two first-round picks and give Lamar Jackson what he wants, which our understanding is a fully guaranteed contract, right? Baltimore has made efforts to sign him. They have made big money efforts to sign him. He is dug in on the idea of full guarantees. They are dug in on the idea of not wanting to give them. They are not alone. The vast majority of the owners in this league do not want to start guaranteeing contracts fully and remain upset at Jimmy Haslam and the Browns for doing that with Deshaun Watson last year. So I think what happens with Lamar is going to take a while. I think what happens with Lamar is we have to first hear from him, right? And the Ravens have to hear from him. Does he want to continue negotiating with them, or does he want to trade? Does he want to be traded? Does he want out of Baltimore? We still don't know if that's the case. If it is, then I think other teams will start these conversations in an effort to find that out. They'll call Baltimore and say, they probably already have, and say, look, if your guy wants out, we want in, right? We want to talk about trading for him. And I think those conversations take place. But when those conversations take place, Lamar has to be involved in those, because he's not going to sign his franchise tender and agree to a trade somewhere if he's not getting the contract he wants. So it's a complicated thing. I believe there are teams that are assessing it. Do we want to pursue Lamar Jackson? What would that mean for us? Would we have to adjust our personnel? What would it mean for our budget and our salary cap? I think those conversations are taking place, but right now they're all internal in team buildings. I think it'll be a while before we start seeing movement on the potential for him changing teams.
Should someone want to do this, Mike T? Like, would you be lobbying your owner if you were a general manager somewhere? Let's go do this Lamar thing, even if it means going to the fully guaranteed deal?
Yeah, well, I think the juxtaposition is like C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson. Like, where are we picking? Absolutely. You got to strongly consider. You got to say it's an unexpected opportunity. 26 years old, been an MVP. Now, look, he's missed 5 games over the last couple of years. That would be a concern. I do think the money and the contract's solvable, because I think you could give him something and maybe make the pot bigger, for example, where it's a longer deal than Deshaun Watson. And look, you have a responsibility to your franchise. I know the collusion words out there. Like, that's really not even possible yet, because free agency hasn't begun. Like, that's an interesting conversation come May 1st. I don't think the owners are actually going to do that, because the consequences are so significant, it actually voids the whole CBA. It eliminates the draft. So I don't think – I think owners look at what other owners do and try to run their most responsible ship that they can. So I do think he'll have visits. I think possibly somebody who's picking lower in the first round who needs a quarterback would consider it. But I think the other dynamic here is somebody going to be in Lamar Jackson's ear, Greeny, to say like, hey, you know, it's not fully guaranteed, but it's whatever, $200 million, it's $220, it's still a lot of money guaranteed.
Greeny with you, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today. Find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Mike T, quickly, while I have you, you were the first one who brought up the possibility of the Bears not trading away the first pick in the draft and instead using it on a quarterback and then either keeping Justin Fields or trading Justin Fields. And it was a really interesting conversation to have while it lasted, and we did have it many times. And obviously they made their decision by making the trades that they made on Friday night. I don't think I asked you yesterday, what was your reaction to A, the fact that they did it, and B, what they got for it?
Great trade. Now it's all about how does Justin Fields compare to Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. If you think Justin Fields is going to be as good as apparently they do, they got tremendous value. And you factor in DJ Moore, who's at least a B+. They have a first-round pick next year, which I love. That gives them a little insurance. Much the way Jalen Hurts worked out for Philadelphia, they have the extra one. But I'm still just not convinced on Justin Fields. Sacked 52 times at Ohio State. He's turned the ball over a lot. We've talked about this 140 number, sacks, turnovers, interceptions. Hopefully it'll get better. But if you believe he's the right guy, give Ryan Poles a ton of credit, Green. That was a great trade.
What do you think, Graziano? What is your sense now of that top of the draft? Because I was a little surprised it was Carolina that went up there.
Yeah.
You told me the Raiders were trying.
They were.
Houston, yep. Indianapolis. There were some quarterback desperate teams.
There are. And I think what we don't know yet is which quarterback Carolina went up to get. I think they're trying to let people know that they're trying to convince people they still don't know. I find it hard to believe that they don't know that you make a move like this, but I guess it's possible if there's two guys they like. Now they know they can get one of them. I think the Raiders are still a candidate to move up. That three spot with Arizona, I think, ends up being probably for sale. I don't think they'll go quarterback, so you can try and get there and get one of these guys. You know, Houston, I think, looks at quarterback. If not at two, then certainly, you know, maybe at 12, and maybe they can move up from 12 to get there if they want to take the defensive stud at two, or if they want to trade the two. Like and the Colts are desperate. So those are the teams we're watching in that top sort of, you know, 7 or 8 range.
And then the Bears, just to get a quick final thought, we did this on Get Up this morning. The Bears are on a spending spree. Their fans are incredibly excited. Recent history has shown us that the teams that spend the most guaranteed money during the offseason do two things. One, they have an immediate big jump. They win a lot more games the next year. But two, and Graziano, you did a good job of pointing this out, it has generally not been sustainable. It has not been sustained success. So what is your sense of the big money spending?
Yeah, well, I agree with like Dan said on the show. You look at like Tremaine Edmonds, Terrell Edmonds, how old he is. T.J. Edwards, I think they're younger guys. It all comes back to the quarterback because, as that graphic showed, Jaguars went to the playoffs with a year two quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. Mac Jones, as a rookie, led the Patriots to the playoffs. So it all comes back to Justin Fields. I think this at least puts them in the middle of the pack. I think the NFC North is unbelievably fascinating. I think going into the season, like, who's even the favorite to win the division? Is it actually Detroit? So I think Chicago has made a million strides, Greeny. You know, the playoffs to me will be interesting. It all comes back to how much does Justin Fields, can he improve taking care of the ball?
It's a long way to go. It's one thing to get better. It's another thing to go from 3-14 into the playoffs. Nature Valley wants to see you and your family out there. When we share our love for out there, we inspire others to protect it. And that's what getting out there is all about. Nature Valley life happens out there. Graziano, you're making me nervous.
Anything, nope, you're good.
Sitting there texting left and right.
No,
we'll see
good.
If anything comes through. You guys, thank you very much. I know you'll be in the halls here, so I'll be following you around if there's any further news. In the meantime, as we bring in the hashtag crew next, I got my takes, plus my favorite story of the day in sports by far, plus your first chance to win a free copy of the new book is on the way as we roll on. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with you here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to give you your first chance to win a free copy of our new book, which is called Got Your Number. We'll be, Hembo and I will sign it, and it will be shipped out to you today. I'm going to tell you how you can go about winning that, and we will do it in just a couple of moments here. We're quite excited about it. In the meantime, my takes are on the way, plus my favorite story of the day in sports on the way.
Greeny's Takes.
All right, here we go with my top five takes from yesterday in free agency. And in fact, I'm going to go with my top five winners. My top five winners coming out of the first day. And again, technically, free agency is not even the right way to describe it. Free agency begins tomorrow. But we all understand that most of the real wheeling and dealing has already begun as I bring Hembo into the conversation here. My top five winners from yesterday.
Number five.
Number five is Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold signs with San Francisco, and Mike Tannenbaum made a great point this morning. If he's signing up to be the third string quarterback, that's not something you do on the first day of the legal tampering. That means he knows something, his agent knows something, someone knows something about the chances that he plays there, which is probably very bad news for Brock Purdy's elbow and Trey Lance's leg. But the reality is Sam Darnold signed with San Francisco because he has reason to believe he has a chance to play there. And if anything might resurrect his career, I've said it a million times, the New York Jets destroyed him. I have no idea what he otherwise had a chance to someday be. Maybe it wasn't going to be much. But if he has any chance of resurrecting what once upon a very long time ago looked like a promising career, this is his chance, getting to San Francisco, playing for Kyle Shanahan. I mean, Mr. Irrelevant stepped in out of nowhere last year and looked like Joe Montana. Maybe the same can happen for Darnold, you think?
I do, because Sam Darnold, still only 25 years old,
yeah,
has started 55 games in the NFL already. And previously, Kyle Shanahan, on the record, has said a lot of really flattering things about Sam Darnold. He has been the apple of his eye for years now. It would not surprise me at all if Darnold won a playoff game for them next year.
He's a big winner, in my opinion, from yesterday.
Number four.
So are the Bears and their fans. And I touched on it with Tannenbaum a minute ago as they signed Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards, and there will be more to come. And when you include D.J. Moore, the Bears look like they are on their way to being the biggest spenders of this offseason. The top free agent spenders of the last few offseasons have all had immediate enormous dividends. I'll just tell you who they were. The Jaguars last year, and they improved their win total by six games. The Patriots, by six wins, I should say. The Patriots, the year before, improved their win total by three. Then it was the Dolphins, improved their win total by five. The teams, the Bears did, themselves did it in 2018, improved their win totals by seven. The Jaguars by seven, the Giants by five. Now, the point that has to be observed here is that this is proving to be a model for quick success, but not lasting success. because none of those teams have really maintained. And now we'll see if Jacksonville does and all of that. I think the model of the NFL now is both building through the draft and supplementing with the right pieces. We'll see if Chicago gets it right.
And they spent most of their money yesterday on the defensive side of the ball, and for good reason. The Bears have been playing football for 103 years. Only on two occasions, two of those 103, did they finish last in the NFL in defense. They did so in 1945, when the league had only 10 teams, and they did so last year. Think about that's how bad the Bears' defense was last season. I think they're getting this thing right.
All right, I like that, and I think that they're heading in the right direction. Now, the question is, can you go from three wins to the playoffs like that? It's a tall task, but I think they're off to the right start. Greeny's top five winners from yesterday in the NFL.
Number three.
Number three is Russell Wilson, who is having one of the great off seasons of all time. Getting Sean Payton, I think, gives him an exceptionally good chance to have a bounce back here. And now they add two offensive linemen yesterday, and these are guys that a lot of people wanted. Mike McGlinchey coming over from San Francisco and Ben Powers coming from Baltimore, a tackle and a guard. They combine to get $78.5 million guaranteed. So you bring in the right offensive mind, you bring in the offensive line. Russell Wilson, I think, is going to have a bounce back year.
This was the number one priority for Sean Payton and Drew Brees in New Orleans. Brees averaged 21 sacks per season under Sean Payton in New Orleans. Just last season alone, in 15 games, Russell Wilson took 55 sacks. I'm not at all surprised that is Sean Payton's first and foremost priority.
My top five winners from yesterday.
Number two.
The 49ers in general, forgetting about Sam Darnold. Now they brought in Javon Hargrave, who had 11 sacks last year. They specifically point to him as a defensive tackle. That defense could be the 85 Bears. I mean, like you know, the 85 Bears, the 2000 Ravens, the really great defenses that win Super Bowls for teams, the Tampa Bay team in 03 or whatever year that was that Booger was on, Warren Sapp and all of those guys. Like, generally speaking, in the NFL, you win the Super Bowl with offense. Every now and again, you have a team whose defense can just carry it. The 49er defense, if they stay healthy, could be that good.
Nick Bosa is going to break the sack record next season. That's how good Javon Hargrave is in the middle. We track not only the sacks that you have, but also the sacks that you create. He had 14 last year lining up on the inside. 22.5 is the single season sack record. Nick Bosa, if he plays 17 games next season, could definitely get there.
And then finally,
number one.
My number one winner, and you can lose the music on this because I want to explain it a little bit, guys. My number one winner is Mike White. Mike White, who was with the Jets the last couple of years and became sort of a cult hero for playing really well in just a couple of little spots and the whole world falling in love with him. And then last year became a favorite of both his teammates and the fans simply by not being Zach Wilson. And any person who wasn't Zach Wilson was going to be beloved by everyone last year. But he goes to the most quarterback-friendly place ever, and maybe in particular the most backup quarterback-friendly place in the league. His receivers are Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. He's got an offensive coach who everyone thinks is a brilliant genius, Mike McDaniels. Everyone loves the offensive creativity. And he signs to play behind a starter, who I hate to say it, but it's true, is always hurt. Last year, the third string guy started the playoff game and played pretty well. Mike White has a chance. If Mike White is going to go to a situation, you put him. He last year was playing for an offensive coordinator who got fired because, quite candidly, he was terrible at his job. Now he's going to play for Mike McDaniels, who is not. He was playing with good weapons, but who were very young and unproven and all figuring each other out. This year he'll be playing with Tyreek Hill, who's as good as any receiver in the league, and Waddle and all the other pieces that they have. I think Mike White and all of a sudden Tua goes down and he steps in. I think that this thing is set up for Mike White as well as you could possibly beg for it to be.
I think Miami might even load manage Tua during the regular season because he's such a nice safety net. Let me ask you this. If Mike White had started at quarterback for the Dolphins, in that game they lost to Buffalo by 3 points in the playoffs, do you think they would have won? He's better than Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, for sure.
That team is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's obviously better than Skylar Thompson because the Dolphins went out and chose to sign him for $16 million. He got good money for a backup. That's not, in case you're wondering, like 2 years, $16 million, that's a lot of money for a backup. And the Dolphins know they're a smart organization. They know they need to invest in their backup, and they did. So those are my top five winners coming out of yesterday. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. That said, let me bring in the rest of the assembled members of the hashtag crew. Bubba and Cam are in Bristol. Cam, what are your thoughts? Are you enjoying as much as everyone else seems to be my angst, particularly yesterday at a day of just disbelief waiting for something to happen with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Jets fan, but I think everyone was just sitting on their hands for hours and hours and hours yesterday, and we continue to. I will say, people kind of warned you that this was going to happen, and you were like, no, he's my quarterback now, so anything he does is wonderful, and that started to take a turn for the worse yesterday. It seems like things are pointing upwards, but I can't say you weren't warned about this.
Again, if you're just jumping in here and you haven't been around, Shefty reporting that the Jets are working on a deal with Alan Lazard. There's apparently another team involved in that as well that wants him. But if the Jets are able to get Alan Lazard, look, it just feels like a very strong signal that the Rodgers piece is coming. Bubba, what's your take on all this?
Yeah, I mean, I just love how the waves that you've gone. You've been loving Rodgers, then you were mad at him. Now I think you're happy and you want him back. But
I love him.
Yeah,
I love him.
It was literally not. I think it was 23 hours ago. I think you were pretty mad at him.
I heard the words "I'm out."
Yeah, you literally didn't want him. I think 23 hours ago, and now you're back in. You want him. But I don't know how much longer do we have to wait for you to be out again? If we're at tomorrow's show and he's not on the Jets, are you out again?
Here's what I've resigned myself to. I've resigned myself to the fact that this is going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be a weird ride because he's a weird guy, but he's so talented that there is a real chance it ends up extraordinarily well. If the Jets had signed Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr, then the situation they'd be in was one where in that AFC, everything else would have to be perfect. Like, could you get to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo as your quarterback? Yeah, you could. But everything would have to break your way. You'd have to go to Kansas City in a playoff game, and your defense would have to play the game of their lives. Same in Cincinnati, all the rest of that. If you're going to have a real shot in the AFC, you have to have a quarterback who has a chance of going toe-to-toe with those guys.
Here's how I would describe.
And that's what we got.
Here's how I would describe.
Well, we didn't get him yet, but that's what we're getting. That's what we're going for. I support the organization doing it.
Bubba.
I support them doing it.
Bubba, the way that he's swinging right now, I have two infant girls at home.
Yeah.
They're both teething right now.
Right.
And you are the most temperamental person in my life. That is what we are experiencing.
I would like to think that I fell somewhere between Michelle and the other one on that. Okay, we're going to do something right now for the first time. I'm going to tell you in a moment to call. Did you give Bubba the... He knows what he's
Bubba
doing.
Knows.
Okay,
so oh, I got it.
So I can throw open the phone lines right now. Let me explain again the concept of our book. And if this is something that sounds interesting to you, or you know of someone in your life that would love this as a gift, then the best thing you can do for us is pre-order it right now. The book is called Got Your Number. The author is me, and I say that because if you're going to pre-order it, you need to find it wherever it is you pre-order books. And the publisher is waiting to see how many pre-orders we get before they make a bunch of other decisions that'll be important to us. So if you would be kind enough to say, I want to support Greeny and Hembo in this venture, I'm telling you the best thing you can do is pre-order it today. The book is called Got Your Number. The author is me. You can order it from anywhere you want. And the concept of the book is we decide who owns every number from 1 to 100 in the history of sports. Now, some of them are fairly obvious. Yes, 23 is Michael Jordan. Yes, 99 is Wayne Gretzky. Some of them were not so obvious and not so easy. So here's what I'm going to do. Our phone number is 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. The first person who calls and can correctly tell Bubba who is number 26 in our book. Who is number 26? Who owns the number 26 in sports history? 888-729-3776. Your first one to get to Bubba, we will get your address, and you will give the answer on the air, and then we will send you an autographed copy of the book. This will be the first one that we give away. So 888-SAY-ESPN, who owns number 26 in sports history? You'll find out the answer on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
All right, Greeny with you here on ESPN Radio. We are live, as always, from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. We are very proud and excited of our new book. It is called Got Your Number. It is available for pre-order anywhere you get your books. We would be endlessly appreciative if you pre-ordered it today to let the publishers know just how interested in it you are. You can order it from anywhere you want, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever it is you order books. That would be the best thing you can do. Now, we are going to give away our first signed copy, and I chose the number 26 purposely. So, Bubba, how many phone calls would you say you have answered so far?
50 plus.
And what would you say is the most frequently given answer you've received?
It's Wade Boggs and Rod Woodson.
Wade Boggs and Rod Woodson. Neither of those are correct. The answer to the question, who owns the number 26 in sports history, must be found more deeply than that. So I'm going to give a hint because no one is getting it right. And I guess I don't know that we haven't explained this before, so perhaps this is a good opportunity to do it. Yeah. Numbers
please,
in sports.
Please explain it because we're getting way too many.
Bubba's aggravated. Bubba has been screening calls from the moment we went to break, and no one is getting it right. And candidly, he's done with that. And I can tell, I've known Bubba long enough to know when he's genuinely aggravated, he's aggravated.
Yeah, on the positive side, we're getting a lot of calls.
Not all the numbers are jersey numbers. I think I've mentioned this in the past, but of course people are with us different times of different days. But a jersey number is only one way that a person can claim ownership of a number in sports. So I'm going to give a hint here. when we were doing the number 56, the hardest decision we had to make, I think, was 56. Because Lawrence Taylor wore the number 56, and Joe DiMaggio, with a 56-game hitting streak, I believe is the most cherished record in American sports today since the home run records have been so tarnished. So I guess this is my way of telling you that 26 is not a jersey number. The owner of the number 26 in our book, Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own, did not wear the number 26 on his or her jersey. That is not the significance of the number 26. If you think for a moment about other ways in which the number 26 can be very important in the world of sports, then the answer might come to you. So 888-SAY-ESPN is the number. First person who correctly gives the answer to Bubba will receive an autograph. In this case, will be the first autograph copy that Hembo and I do that we will send out to you today, because we have some copies of the book here. Again, it will be available everywhere on April 4th. But if you are interested in this idea, it's about sports debate. It's about sports history. It's the best work of its kind I've ever done by far. And the man sitting to my left is the primary reason Hembo did unbelievable research in this. If you want to teach a young person a lot about sports history, this could be a great way to do it. So again, it's called Got Your Number. And if you ordered it today, that would be a great thing for us. In the meantime, I did mention, until Bubba tells us that he's got the right answer, I did mention my favorite sports story of the day. My favorite thing that I saw in all the notes yesterday, amidst all the football and everything else, is that Ja Morant is going into a treatment facility to try and get some significant help. Now, I don't know what kind of treatment facility, and I am not here to speculate. Treatment facilities come in all different sizes and shapes. It's a counseling program that he's going into. Many of them involve substance abuse. Many of them do not. I have no idea exactly what it is that Ja Morant is seeking by entering this counseling program. But I think that the fact that he, as a young person, as young as he is, who has the world, as to use the expression, you know, the world by the short hairs, a person who's in the position that he's in, to humble himself to the point where he recognizes the hardest thing to say sometimes in life is, I can't do it. I need help. For whatever reason, whatever the trials and tribulations of being Ja Morant in his life are, because as glamorous and wonderful as it might appear from the outside, he's got a lot of money and he's got a lot of fame and everybody loves him and he's a brilliantly talented player that multi-billion dollar businesses want to make the face of what they do. That sounds like great fun. And I'm sure in many ways it is great fun. But it also, I'm sure, comes with enormous pressures, some of which I've seen up close and personal. I was there when Michael was the most famous person in the world. I saw what he dealt with on a daily basis. He was cut out for it. He also wasn't 21 years old when it started. He had gone to college for 3 years. It was a different kind of but whatever. I'm not in any way. What I'm doing is I'm complimenting, I am praising Ja Morant. The hardest thing to do sometimes is to look at a situation that most people would think you got it made and to say, I can't manage this for whatever reason. I can't do this. I need help. I cannot do this by myself. And that appears to me to be what he's done. He has taken seriously, not just paid lip service to the NBA and his team telling him he needs to go get help. He's actually doing it. And I think that is fantastic. I hope that it is a signal to all sorts of young people out there that, A, there was nothing funny, cool, or okay about flashing a gun on a video. That was not a good idea, and that he recognizes that now. And that, B, other young people will look at that and say, my idol, Ja Morant, was strong enough, not weak enough, strong enough to say, I need help, and go into some sort of counseling, and so other people can as well. I'm getting the impression from Bubba that maybe we have the answer. Did someone gotten it yet? Bubba, I can see you, so shake your head yes or no. Do you know if we have it? I'm not going to do it here up against the end of the hour anyway. We'll come back. I think right now we have three people answering phones.
Nuno is in here answering phones. No one has gotten it. We are at over 100, 200 callers. No one's gotten it.
The number 26 Where do we hear it all the time in sports? Think about it. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.